I'm good, yourself?
What you do on your day off?
What I do on what?
What you do on your day off?
Yeah. Hang out with my wife and children. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's it going for you? Practice so far?
Good. It's fun to get back out here. Be out here, see my football family again, and just get back to flying around, getting back in the swing of things, football, game planning, everything.
Somebody asks you, when you say, I'm a safety, somebody asks you, well, are you free or strong? What do you say?
I'm wherever they put me. Sometimes I'm back deep, I'm out wide, I'm up in the A gaps, I'm, you know, in a 40 like a linebacker. So whatever it is to help the team, that's what I do.
You like that versatility that when they move you around?
It's fun. It doesn't get boring. And I always have to be in tune with the game, in tune with the game plan. Because at any given second, you know, I could be doing the same thing that, you know, Alan Bailey has to do, or that Tom has to do, or that EB or Sean has to do. So for me, I'm always focused into the game plan.
Being that this is now 3 years for you with this defense, is it a little bit easier now that you have that background?
It is, because at first it was like, all right, just learn, you know, free safety position. Then strong safety, now dime, now nickel. Now I got to learn, you know, what the tackles do, what the ends do, what the corners do. So being year three, now it's kind of, we can get into even more advanced defenses.
Last year the secondary did not have, I think had three interceptions total. Defense was six. Mm-hmm. You also cut down on the big plays that you'd given up the year before. Is that just kind of a product? One leads to another?
Hopefully not, because this year we want to still cut down on the big plays but get back to where we was in 13 and make a lot more turnovers.
What do you think makes this safety group so unique?
We have fun. We hang out with each other off the field. You know, E.T. and Al, Dino, they keep our defensive back room loose. So we have a good time. So then when we come out here, we have like a – it's a lot easier to go out into battle, go into a game with a guy you have fun with. If there's just a guy, it's like I'm competing with him, or we don't really talk, it's just kind of a bad vibe. But when you genuinely like somebody and you go out there, it's just a lot more fun. It's like playing in, you know, Pop Warner or high school when you had really close friendships.
And for you,
go ahead, sir.
And for you, what kind of statement do you want the defense to make this year?
Man, whatever it takes. I think that's just how it is. We have a goal. You know, we want to win the Super Bowl. And whatever it takes, whatever's asked of us, don't say, I'm not that kind of guy. I don't do this. I don't do that. Whatever it takes to get the W, that's what we're going to do.
And you're saying whatever it takes. One of the things it probably takes is creating more turnovers. And I wonder if you could just describe a little bit what the complications sometimes can be in that. I think we all think, oh, if you just try harder to get turnovers, you get them. But sometimes it's just luck of the draw too. How do you maximize that?
I mean, you have to be calculated. There's moments that there's different clips that Coach Sutt throws up there on the film, and he'll slow it down, and he'll be like, you know, this is an opportunity to where we can secure a tackle and cause a fumble, or we have certain plays that Al, E.T., they give for that. They say, they come out in this formation, we got to go steal this route. So different things like that. We have our chances. We just have to be in tune with everything and capitalize.
Sometimes it just seems to change from year to year, even if you're doing the same kinds of things. I don't know if that's exactly true from 2013 to 2014, but you guys probably emphasize the same things. Is it just sometimes things just don't work out too?
However we can get them, we just know that we have to make more of them.
Yeah.
And when we get them, we got to try to score, try to get more points. So, you know, however we can get them.
So a lot of questions about Jeremy Maclin raising the level of the offense. For a player like you, does he raise your level on the other side of the ball, competing against him?
Absolutely. I mean, it has to, because if you slack, you know, a guy like that, you give him a step, that's a touchdown. So being able to, you know, play against this kind of player every single day, everybody has to be on point. You can't just relax. You can't just sit on routes and be so focused on trying to make the big play, because one false step and you give up six. You know what I mean? So it's good to have you know, his caliber of a player on offense.
With an experienced secondary like this, does it make it a little bit easier for a guy like Marcus to come in right away and keep his job?
I mean, to be honest with you, man, that kid's a future star. He came out here. He probably has five or six interceptions in camp already, and countless number of breakups. So, you know, we're fortunate to have him come in our group. And it's good. Once again, we have a group to where we genuinely like one another. We talk about stuff outside of football. So to have him come in and just fit right in, it's gonna be fun to see how we progress throughout the season. That, you know, a lot of people are discounting them because of last year, but don't sleep on them because they're out here. They're giving us good work every single day. They're making us better, and we're making them better. So, again, I think it's one of those things that you have to go through the season. You have to learn what is your role, where do I fit, what are they asking me to do, how is the defense playing me, and then, but they're going to make a ton of plays.